Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Special welcome to those that are gathered here for our in-person worship here for Good Friday at Peace. It is a special night. I also want to give a welcome to those who are viewing with us, worshiping with us online tonight. We wish you God's blessings tonight, but also in the days ahead, heading into Easter as well, and the celebration in just a couple of days. Well, in a lot of ways, tonight is also a celebration. From what I understand about life, very few people understand their clear purpose and what they were here on earth to do. I've heard people express that they were here to teach. That's their purpose. I've heard people say that their purpose was to raise a family. I've heard people say their purpose was to play sports. Tonight, we find out Jesus' purpose. No one else had this purpose. His purpose was to die. How wild a thought, to be born to die and know that that's what you were born to do. But through his death, we receive eternal life. That's why we call this Good Friday. We pray that you grab onto that message. You understand that Jesus knew his purpose and the significance that it means for you, especially tonight and for your entire life. Just a couple notes about our worship tonight before we begin. That is that everyone should have received a nail and coming in tonight. At the conclusion of the service, you'll have an opportunity, as the ushers will guide you out, to place that nail into one of the holes in the cross that is right outside the front of the building before you head to your cars. Why do we do that? What is the significance of that? Well, it's our sins that Jesus died on the cross, and we just want to be thinking about that as we put that nail into the tree. It's been covered. It's been paid in full, and so it's not a guilty thing. It's actually a freeing thing as you place that nail into the tree. The other thing to share with you tonight is that there is offering. If you feel led to share an offering, you can share it at the end of the service as you head out those doors. And then finally, the last thing that I'd share with you is that towards the end, we're going to end with a time in which the sanctuary will be completely dark and the Christ candle will be taken out. It'll be very intense. And we're just going to ask that you stay seated until the ushers come to you and lead you out the door. And I promise we'll put some lights on a little bit so you can find your way out to the back of the sanctuary. So just wait for the ushers to guide you along your way. One last note, and then we'll conclude our opening welcome and introduction. That is that I won't have any other words the rest of the service except a message, and we're going to hear from John's gospel about Jesus' death. Just want to give an invitation to everyone here for our Easter worship Sunday morning at 11 a.m. here at Peace in our parking lot. It's a drive-through communion service. You'll want to tune in at 103.5, and you'll want to get here early too because it's going to be pretty full out in that parking lot. Wish you God's blessings on our worship tonight as we discover Jesus' purpose.